Sunday Central's Form Express.
Welcome aboard the Form Express. With just the one Victorian meeting on today, we might take the opportunity to take in a full preview of Cowra, considering it's Cowra Cup Day today in New South Wales. And to take us through that program, Kev Casey. Kev, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brendan.
Track rating for Cowra today is a good four. How have we found the card?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. As it should be, I suppose, Cup Day and some support races that are pretty keen races as well. We've got a mix of short-priced horses, a couple of real shorties on the card, tipping them both, and some even races. But there is a little bit of value that I'm happy to have a play at as well throughout the day.
First event on the program is a three-year-old over the 1,100 metres. There are no changes here. Mandalong Rome at $1.55. Chalky Gaff at $4.80. Alpha Go at $4.80. $10 for 28 Dragons. How do we get the day off to a winning start?
Oh, the fave looks the sensible way to go, really. I mean, he's dropping away from the Canterbury race there, won by Smart Image. Been some solid form from that as well. Horses that didn't beat him all that far. Darlab's won during the week. We saw Liberty Sun, who ran third in that race, almost win yesterday at Rose Hill in the Count to Rupee race. It's the right sort of form. Dropping back to this level, we saw him win his maiden in Class 1 at Gosford prior to that. He's got a low draw. He'll land up front or very near it. And even with 63.5, I think he has the rest of these pretty well covered. 28 Dragons is a horse having second go. The debut was sound enough, was in the market there. It was soft six, a 1.4 length defeat. He could build on that and maybe threaten, but I doubt would upset the favourite. 4 La Mer is a newcomer and has trialled well enough. It was prior to Christmas. Certainly not ruling out of a top three here. And 3 Alpha Go, best of the rest there. Favourite looks the right way here, Big Weight Nor, 1, 7, 4, and 3.
Race number 2 on the programs over the 1,375 metres. It's a maiden. Scratchings are 4, 12, 15, and 16. Tab Fixtod's favourite here in race number 2 is Grey Mantra at $1.95. Tuesday night, $3.30. Jaywalker, $8.50, and $10 for Miss Monty.
Yeah, again, market order here. 7 ahead of 6. Grey Mantra is a horse on the comeback and resumes off the back of a really nice trial there at Warwick Farm. I'm expecting her to find the right sort of run in the race now. She was all off speed in her first preparation and it wasn't overly flash if you look at it in fullness, I suppose. So there was one run there in particular at Canberra that was probably a positive for something like this. Even her debut was okay against horses here that she should have covered if she brings the best of what she did there and if she has improved. And I think that trial will indicate that she has. So on top she goes. 6 Tuesday nights for the leavers here. Has trialled well also just before Christmas at Hawkesbury, was narrowly beaten, can find a spot here crossing over. I would expect her to be on speed. And they look the two. You'd be surprised. There's not a great deal of depth to this race. It's modest stuff. So those two should get away with a win, one of them. 7 ahead of 6. 9, Miss Monty's been all around it. That's her go. This is start 21 now, but she's finished top 4 all the way through this prep, so we expect the same from her. She can cross up from a very wide draw. H.A. Walker next best. So it's 7, 6, 9 and 8 for race 2.
Race number 3 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Put the pin through runners 4, 11, 14, 15 and 18. The Burning for Blake McDougall is the favourite here at $1.40. Shiny Age at $19, J&J and Maggie's Time at 11.
I'm surprised at the price. Here's the tip. Do these tips before markets show up, of course, and he's looking the right way to go. But $1.40 is a little frightening. He should have possibly won on debut, going back to October. It's not that long ago. That was a 1,200 metre debut. Look, he was sent out straight away, but obviously it's not a long break. It's just a standard sort of break that he's had. He's got inside draw here for New South Wales leading rider. There's no recent public trial that I've seen, but given he was unlucky there, I suppose at Goulburn, going back to his first start, this looks an opportunity to break through. But I wouldn't rush at $1.40. Shiny Agent has race fitness on board. I doubt that he's any star, but he can find a spot here. He does have a little bit of pace about him. He's had two runs back, and that race fitness may count. He's a home tracker as well. He was narrowly beaten here first up in the preparation, in a low maiden, yes, fair enough. He may find this resume, it's simply too good. That's the way the market says it. So two ahead of five, six J&J next best, and nine Butterfingers. Let's see whether he can win by four or five here. That's what the market is saying. 2, 5, 6, and 9 for race three.
Race number four's a 58 over the 950 metres. Scratchings here are 6, 7, 8, 10, 14, and 16. French Giggle is the favourite here at $2.60. Bizarro $5 with Mr. Vinci. Maria Elisa at $7.50 and Revolver an $8 chance.
Well, I think there's value here in Maria Elisa, number three. She just wasn't able to finish off very well last time. I know she's won on heavy. Last start was soft six, and she's back onto drier. I think that may suit her better at this stage. She claims down here to 57.5. Now, two starts ago, she was beaten by French Giggle, beaten by about four lengths or so. It was 800 metres, and this is 950, and I think that may be enough to turn the tables on French Giggle. I just like where she gets to here. I don't think she's done with in the prep. You could say she's had some excuses in both those recent defeats. And I think those each way odds are appealing. So on top she goes. For Bizarro is back here from a run at Orange that, well, I'm not sure exactly whether it was just sort of maiden to class one. Things didn't quite go to plan in run either. He can see some favours here from an inside draw. I don't think he'll lead, but he might be able to trail up close. He's got maybe further back than he wanted to at Orange last time. An easy maiden win prior to that, but it was, again, a modest maiden that he won. But he's second pick here. Now, Revolver is next best for me. Just dropping from a much harder race in which he missed the start. His work prior to that would be fitting in here. And French Giggle, a favourite, and short, I think. I mean, he's an 11-year-old horse. He's got four wins. They've all been at 800, Brennan. He's a certain type of horse, I think, isn't he, at this stage of the game? And I'm not willing to take a short price about him running 950. Might seem beyond his capabilities. 3, 4, 1, and 2 for me in race four.
3, 4, 1, and 2 beyond 800. You're in a bit of a sticky spot there if you're struggling to get the back end of 950. Race number five, class three.
It's not as though he's just a newcomer here. He's an 11-year-old horse. look, he's a very lightly raced 11-year-old horse. He only had 22 starts, but he seems fixed in his pattern, I think.
The class three is up next, race number five. This is the first leg of the quarter. Scratchings here are 10, 13, and 15. Old Harbour is the favourite here in an open race at $4.80. Camp Rifle, $5. Larynx at $5.50. Messy Miss, $6.50. Athena's Lad at $7.50. $9 for Frazzle.
Yeah, numbers here 2, 7, 5, and 1. Happy to play multiples with that foursome as well. Camp Rifle on top seems to be looming up nicely in the preparation. And I'm happy with, John Kissick, it's his responsibility to find a spot here. I think the horse can roll forward. It's not sort of a race loaded up with hot speed. Main leader's been withdrawn from the race, so I would think if he can get up and over in a front half position, Camp Rifle looks to be looming up on that next win. Narrow defeat last time, he'll be there in this finish, I would imagine. 7 Larynx is the horse who gets off heavy. and doesn't seem to fancy that heavy at all. This is much drier. So look at what he did prior to that. He was working well in races of this standard. Inside draw, he could be the leader in the race, or he could certainly track up nice and handy, follow the leader. A lot more minor placings than wins in his career, but he's not alone in that regard in this company, and he's a winning chance for sure. Now, Old Harbour's the other one that has a winning chance. Really good last time at Wagga in defeat. And again, a tricky draw. He's been drawing wide the last couple as well. And I presume will be off speed. But he's relatively lightly raced, and you could argue is the best horse here. I think Camp Rifle might be that, but he's there in the mix for sure. One ran a lot at some odds I want to include in the multiples. First up here, New Camp, all wins at 1,400, and this is that trip. Athena's Lad interests me, certainly in the market, as around about a $6, $7 chance. Coming back from 2,000, last race on Christmas Eve 2000, and pulled up lame, and now right back in distance. I was going to leave him out of things. 2751, race five.
Race number six is one of the feature events, the Cowra Japan Cup, over 1,200 metres. 13 is the scratching here. I'm Capitan is the favourite, beaten favourite at his last two. He's equal now at 460 with What the Fuss. Up Trumps, $4.80. Evie's Reward, Evie's Miss, I beg your pardon, $7. And then Tessera at $7.50.
Yeah, no, it does appear to be pretty even, this one. I'm going to not mention some horses here that I do think have a winning chance. But for me, it's 3128. I Am Capitan is coming in solid sort of form. Doesn't win enough, that's clear. He loves a second. He's proven that again, this preparation. You're going way back to 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago since his latest win. But he's racing well. He'll get up and over here and be on speed and give you a sign at the very least. He's got a winning chance, but you've got to cross your fingers a bit for him to win. Now, Stefan up top, look, he's a dual Rose Hill Saturday winner, and that wasn't ages ago. It was probably about 14, 15 months ago he was doing that in town. And this preparation he's raced in Saturday races in town, that's only going back prior to Christmas behind the likes of Pandemic and those sorts of horses. He's come back to sort of lesser races the last two, and he's racing well. He went forward last time against Type. He might be just in between today and getting that right sort of set up. Statistically, 1,200 looks poor for him, but he's gone pretty close at that trip last time. So he's second pick for mine. Two Up Trumps is third up, coming through a race there at Canterbury. He looks well suited. He's got McDougall aboard. He'll get the lovely trail here, and he's a winning chance for sure. 8 to Sarah, another one that I'm putting in. Again, third up, consistency pretty much across his career, but doesn't win often. 3, 1, 2, and 8, the numbers for me in race number six.
Race number seven is the feature event, the Cowra Cup, over 1,700 metres. 9 Patane is the only scratching here. Royal Thunder for Blake McDougall is the favourite at $2. Upper House at $4.40. Lady Miraton at $8.50. Universal Thief at $9. And Have a Jewel, $10.
Well, I'm tipping the second fave to be the fave here. I'm going with Upper House. It's got the big weight, 61 kilos, and giving all others either 4 or 6 kilograms and more to those that claim. Look, he's clearly in great form, Upper House. He's likely to get a beautiful run in this race. And I think he can get the conservative sort of run that means he can run out 1,700. He's first time beyond... not beyond 1,600, but first time that he would win beyond 1,600. He's tried 1,650, I think, in the past. But he'll get the right sort of runs, not much further than what he did last time. And he'll be easing into this and just getting a cute little run from Matt Carl, who was on board at Wagga, winning the Ted Ryder Cup. So, look, he's in ripper form. He's got to haul that weight, yes, But if he's up to doing that, I think he can upset this favourite, who's clear second pick, Royal Thunder. Again, there's lots to like. McDougall, his last start winner at 2000, just dropping back a little bit. He ran second at Wyangle in the Ted Ryder prelude, not the Ted Ryder itself, which Upper House won. Whether he can just drop back here, 2000 to 1700, I doubt it phases him. But a lot needs to go right. Of course, he's a short price favourite. There is some opposition for the front for him with St. A down there, number eight. But he's got a winning chance. There's no question about that. He's 5 weeks between runs. And look, there were just enough niggles there for me to have him second pick and not solidly on top. I'm happy with Upper House, one ahead of three. Five have a duel racing really well. Inside draw is good for him. He'll trail up handy. And the other one is St. A, who could be our leader, and it comes in winning form in lesser races, but claims to 52, which is 9 kilos less than my top pick. 1, 3, 5, and 8, the numbers for the cup.
Last of it on the programs, a 58 over 1,200 metres. 8, 11, 12, and 18 come out here. Cathair is the favourite, $3.60. Nicola, $4.60. Sticks and Stones, $5, along with Wicked Willie. Mount Geneep at $6.50. That's a reason to smile at 11.
Yeah, it's an even race here, but my top four is, they're the top four in the market. So 4315 is the order. Sticks and Stones has come back with her best ever first up run. We saw her winning last preparation, second and third up. So given what she did there first up at Gilgandra, strong at the finish, beating a horse called Messy Miss, who we see earlier on. Look, I think is the best opportunity here. Another good ride for Blake McDougall. I think she's the hardest to beat here, but there's good opposition from 3 Nicola. Very different draw. I mean, she drew inside last time, trailed perfectly, trailed the leader. Today you've got the outside gate, you're going to have to work across. So that's a question mark. The topic Cathair was wide last time. Another possibly tricky draw, but loves the trip. Any favours there, and she can be in the money as well. And Wicked Willie's the other one that I've put in as your fourth best there. So 4, 3, 1, and 5 for the last event.
Best value quality in play, please, Kev.
Oh, well, look, I'm going to make the best. You know, I'm going to try and upset this favourite in the cup. I think race 7, number 1, yes, big weight, but Upper House racing really well. He'll be hard to beat, I think, and that price is good enough for me. So race 7, number 1, Upper House as the best. Go with race 4, number 3, Maria Elisa as the value of the day, and around about $6, $7 about her. The first leg of the quaddy, I'm going to put in 1, 2, 5, and 7. The second leg, 1, 2, 3, 8, and 10. Into the third leg, just 1 and 3 there, 1 and 3 in the cup leg, that's the third leg, and home with 1, 3, 4, and 5 in the quaddy. Look, I think, man, play of the day, I haven't given a great deal of thought to this. I don't think Madelong Roman's the wrong odds, actually, is the shorty in the first event. Looks very likely to win that for mine, and I think would be more entitled to be $1.40 than the horse in race 3, the Burning, even though I've got him on top as well. So I don't know, but look, maybe he could just sort of, you could set up some multiples with the Red Hot 5 in the first, Brendan.
Best of luck today, Kev.
All right, cheers, thank you.